out of the State of the Union next week. We will be discussing the ways we can work together to save Social Security, to renew our public schools, to improve health care, and deal with a whole range of other issues. In large measure, opportunity for America's labor families and their children will depend upon whether America can master the challenges of the global economy. We have worked hard over the last year, as all of you know, to deal with the global financial crisis and to restore growth. I talked about that at the Detroit Economic Club on Friday. This will require a very vigorous set of actions this year. Part of it will involve the Congress. Part of it will involve our work with other nations over the course of the year, but it will be very important. I have received a briefing this morning from Secretary Rubin and my economic team on the situation in Brazil and on the developments in the world markets. We are monitoring the developments closely, especially what is going on in Brazil. We've been in contact with key Brazilian government officials, the G7, and other important countries. We've been in contact with the International Monetary Fund. We have a strong interest in seeing Brazil, with whom we have worked on so many important things around the world, carried forward with its economic reform plan and succeed. And we certainly hope that they will. At the present time, I think that's about all I should say about developments there.
President, what do you think will be the outcome of the impeachment trial? What do you think? We know what your hopes are, but what do you think is really going to happen?
Well, I think the Senate has to deal with that. We filed our brief today. It makes our case. The important thing for me is to spend as little time thinking about that as possible and as much time working on the issues we're here to discuss as possible. They have their job to do in the Senate. And I have mine, and I intend to do it. I intend.
Would you fear any of the local conflict that would result of this case?
I think that the brief speaks for itself, and the statements which have been made by hundreds of constitutional experts and others, I trust that the right thing will be done, and I think in the meanwhile I need to work on the business of the people.
Mr. President, as your impeachment is before the Union and you're giving your State of the Union address, don't you think you should directly address that matter during your speech?
I think the American people have heard about that quite extensively over the last year. My instinct is that I should do their business. I think they would like it if somebody up here were putting their interests first, their business first, and I think that's what they expect me to do. They know the Senate has a job to do. They expect them to do it. There is nothing else to be said to the House about it. The Senate has to deal with it, and my position is that in addition to that, we have to deal with the problems of America, the challenges of America, the opportunities of America, and that's what I intend to do in the State of the Union speech. I believe that it's not necessary for me to comment further than our brief. The important thing that I think you should be asking yourself is, why did nearly 900 constitutional experts say that they strongly felt that this matter was not the subject of impeachment? My opinion is not important here. My opinion is that I should be doing my job for the country, and other people should be handling the defense and dealing with this issue, and that's what I intend to do. Well, as you know, we have worked hard to keep the financial crisis in Asia, which engulfed Asia last year, from spreading to Brazil. Latin America is our fastest growing market for American goods and services. And Brazil is the largest country in Latin America. So obviously, we hope that the situation will be resolved in a satisfactory way, not only for the people of Brazil, but for all of the people in the Americas that want to continue to enjoy the good progress that all of us have enjoyed in the last several years. And we're working hard to that end, and we'll continue to do so.
Thank you very much. Thank you.